From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Georgia Farm Bureau members elected Tom McCall for a two-year term as president of the state's largest general farm organization. McCall, who lives in Elbert County, grows wheat, oats, grain corn, sweet corn, and hay, along with raising beef, cattle, hogs, and sheep. The GFB reports McCall replaces Gerald Long, who retired from the position after serving as GFB president since 2016. The National Pork Producers Council is applauding President-elect Joe Biden's nomination of Tom Vilsack to be the next Secretary of Agriculture at the USDA. If approved when the Senate convenes in January, it would be Vilsack's second appointment to the seat. He held 8 years during the Obama administration. NPPC President Howard A.V. Roth says as both the former Iowa governor, the top pork-producing state, and the former Ag Secretary, he understands how critical a vibrant American farm sector is to the rural and overall economy. U.S. cattle producers are poised to recover from challenges during the global pandemic more quickly than their competitors. That's according to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Kent Backus. Backus tells AgWire.com a number of trade negotiations are underway for U.S. beef in places like the United Kingdom, Japan, and China. Emerging markets include Southeast Asia, particularly countries like Taiwan, Vietnam, and Indonesia, where strong economies bring opportunities for U.S. cattle producers. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.